Joseph sold as a slave, chapter 20. Boys, don't do that. You are not allowed to do that, Joseph would say to his older brothers. But they would not listen to Joseph and did it anyway. At night, Joseph would tell his father, Jacob. Jacob became angry and sorrowful when he heard that his sons did all kinds of wicked things, and he reproved them. Then Joseph's brethren became angry at Joseph. You are a nasty talebearer, they told him. Weren't they right when they said this, boys and girls? Telling tales is nasty and cowardly. Do you tell tales sometimes? If one of your classmates teases you, do you quickly go to your teacher and tell her? Shame. You may never tell tales. That is foolish and childish. All the boys and girls will begin to dislike you. Are there children here who often tell tales? Learn as quickly as possible not to do it, and never do it again. Yes, but how about Joseph? Didn't Joseph also tell tales? Joseph's brothers also began to dislike him. Wasn't Joseph really at fault, and didn't he make it so that they would dislike him? No, for what Joseph did was not talebearing. Why not? I'll tell you, but you must give me your best attention. Joseph, the oldest son of Rachel, was a boy of 17 years at this time. Although Joseph was young, the fear of the Lord was already in his heart. He could not live without the Lord. However, his brethren, who were ungodly, did all kinds of naughty and wicked things. Yes, they were so ungodly that the Canaanites, who were heathens, were ashamed to mention it. Joseph could not bear this because those Canaanites would then begin to talk nasty about Jacob his father. Yes, they would pull up their noses and also talk contemptuously about the God of Jacob. For that reason, and for that reason alone, Joseph told his father about his brother's wicked deeds. That was not talebearing. If your boy or girlfriend swears a lot, or steals, then you must tell on them. You are not allowed to conceal it. And that was what Joseph did. Jacob loved Joseph very much, much more than his other children, not only because Joseph was the oldest son of Rachel, but especially because Joseph feared the Lord. Jacob gave Joseph a very nice suit, a coat of many colors. The other children of Jacob did not receive this, only Joseph. It would have been better if Jacob had not done it because Joseph's brothers became jealous. They could easily see that Joseph was the cherished child of his father, and they could not bear that. One day Joseph came to his brothers and said, "Listen, boys, I have dreamed a nice dream, and I will tell it to you. I dreamt that we were all working, binding sheaves in a field of wheat. I bound a sheaf, and it remained standing upright. Then the sheaves which you had bound came, every one of them around my sheaf, and they bowed down to my sheaf. Isn't that a nice dream?" But the brothers of Joseph became angry and answered, "You would like that, wouldn't you? Do you think that all of us must be servants to you? Nothing doing. We will never do that. Go away quickly, you spoiled young shaver." Joseph became a little sad because they were so nasty to him. He couldn't help it, could he, that he had dreamt this dream? A short time later, he dreamed again, and as before, he told his dream to his brothers. He said, "Last night, I dreamt that the sun, moon, and 11 stars made obeisance to me. Oh, Joseph, you shouldn't have told them the dream. It would have been better to have kept it to yourself. Even his father reproved him and said, Shame on you, Joseph. How is it that you dream those dreams? Must your father and mother indeed bow down before you? The brothers of Joseph railed at him and would not talk to him anymore. They hated him. Oh, children, it is terrible when there is hatred between brothers. Inwardly, these brothers were a bit jealous of Joseph, for they thought, Oh, we wish we also had such nice dreams. We read in the Bible that they envied him. At one time, Joseph's brothers went far away with their flocks. Jacob remained living in Hebron, which lay in the southern part of the land of Canaan, but his sons were with their sheep near Shechem. It would take them many hours to walk home. Joseph did not go along with them, but remained at home with his father. One morning, Jacob called Joseph to him and said, You must go to your brethren to ask them how they are making out and see if they are in good health. All right, father, Joseph answered. He put on the best suit he had, the coat of many colors, which he had received from his father. Although he left very early in the morning, it was midday before he came to Shechem. He sought and sought, but he could not find his brethren anywhere. Suddenly a man came to him and asked, For whom are you looking? I am looking for my brothers, he answered. They are not here anymore. They have gone further. I heard them say to one another, Let us go to Dothan. Then I will go to Dothan, Joseph said. And, sure enough, when Joseph came to Dothan, he saw his brothers in the distance. He was tired from all his walking and seeking. He was hungry and thirsty, but now that he had found his brothers, he could rest and also receive some food and drink from them. Probably he waved to them from far. But they did not return his greeting. They did not wave back to him. Why not? Didn't they see him? Oh, yes, they did. But they hated him too much to return his wave. Instead, they mockingly said to each other, Behold, here comes the master of dreams. With eyes full of hatred and fury, they watched him coming. Do you know what we will do? We will kill him, and then we shall see what will become of his dreams. They all agreed to this, except one, who was Reuben, Joseph's oldest brother. No, he said, we shouldn't do that. I have a much better plan. Do you see that deep pit? Let us cast him into that pit. He will not be able to get out of it, for it is far too deep. Do you know why Reuben suggested that? Because secretly he would send Joseph back to his father. But he did not say so now because his brothers would not have listened to him. They thought Reuben would let Joseph perish from hunger and thirst in the pit. That is good. We will do that, they all answered. In the meantime, Joseph came to them. Good day, Joseph's voice rings out cheerfully. I am so glad that I found you. Oh, I am so tired from looking for you. How is everything? But no one answered him. Quickly, they grabbed him, roughly pulled his nice coat off, and cast him into the deep pit. Joseph scared exceedingly. He had never thought that anything like that would happen. Oh, boys, you are hurting me. Don't do me any harm, he begged. but they would not listen to him. With a dull thud, he fell to the bottom of the pit. Ouch! It was a good thing that no water was in the pit, or Joseph would certainly have drowned. After that, Reuben said, "You must eat now while I take care of the sheep. I shall eat after you are finished." Behold, there he goes, all alone to the flocks, while his brethren lustily eat their food. Joseph, who also was hungry, received nothing. Did they pray before they began to eat? Did they dare do that? While Reuben was on his way to the flocks, he thought, "After my brothers are finished eating and come to the sheep, I will steal secretly to the pit, pull Joseph out, and send him home to his father." Thus, it was his plan to deliver Joseph. That was nice of him, wasn't it? But if he had known what was going to happen in the meantime, he would not have gone away so calmly, because while the brothers were eating, they suddenly saw some merchants coming. They were Ishmaelites, descendants of Ishmael, the son of Hagar and Abraham, who were on their way to Egypt. Their camels were heavily laden with goods from Babylon, in which they would try to sell in Egypt. Suddenly, Judah said, "What do you say, boys? Do you know what we ought to do? Let us sell Joseph to those Ishmaelites for a slave. Then we will be rid of him without slaying him. He only came to spy on us and to carry back tales about us." "Yes, yes," they all agreed. "That is good. We will do that." When the merchants came close, they called to them and asked them if they would like to buy a strong slave. The Ishmaelites heartily agree, for they can make good use of a slave. He can work for them on their journey, and in Egypt they will find someone to whom they can resell him. "Why, yes, give him to us. What must we pay you?" they ask. 20 pieces of silver is their answer. They go for Joseph and pull him out of the pit. The merchants look him over and agree to buy him. As they pull Joseph up, he was glad, because he probably thought that his brothers were only teasing him and that they were now letting him go. He expected that he would now receive something to eat and drink. But he soon noticed that he was mistaken. They sell him to these strangers, and now he must go with them to that far-off land of Egypt to be sold as a slave there. The tears rolled down his cheeks. Now he will never, no, never see his dear father again. In great anguish, he begged his brothers with tears to have pity upon him. They only laughed at him and mocked at his grief. They dragged him roughly towards the Ishmaelites, who bound him securely so that he could not run away. He must go, whether he wanted to or not. All his resistance did not help him. Probably they even hit him. "Father, father," he sobbed. His brothers stood there, and when the Ishmaelites had gone a little way, they mockingly waved goodbye to him. Wasn't that extremely cruel? Weren't the sons of Jacob wicked? What they had done was fiendish. Oh, children, you also have quarrels at home with your brothers or sisters, but most of the time it only lasts for a short time, and that is good. If it is otherwise, it is a shame. It didn't take very long before the merchants and Joseph disappeared from sight. After that, the sons of Jacob went to their sheep, and Reuben could then have his meal. He quickly ran to the pit, to deliver his brother. But when he looked into the pit, it was empty. He frightened and called to his brothers, saying, "Where is Joseph?" "We sold him," they answered with a smile. "He is almost in Egypt already." Reuben was terrified. "What will we tell father now?" he asked in distress. "Do you know what they did, children? They took a young kid, slew it, and dipped the beautiful coat of Joseph into the blood of that animal, so that the garment was dyed with this blood. Then they sent it to their father. The coat came home to Jacob. He examined it and said, 'Yes, that is the coat of my son Joseph. Oh, my child has been killed by a wild beast, probably by a lion.'" Jacob wept bitter tears. He rent his clothes as a sign of mourning. Daily he sat weeping, and his hair began to turn gray from grief. Then his sons came to him and said, "Come, father, do not weep anymore. You still have us, don't you?" They tried to comfort Jacob, their old father, but they never told him that Joseph was still alive, and that they had sold him to the merchants who brought him to Egypt.